This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free, and we'll give you those numbers as well as our Skype in moments, especially if you want to talk to Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project. She is joining us here to start the show this week. Well, we do the show 7 nights a week, but this is our biggest show. The Saturday night show has more radio affiliates than any other night of the week for Free Talk Live, and so it seemed most appropriate to have Carla on tonight to specifically announce for our listeners who might not have heard the news earlier in this week, the good news that we have been waiting for 15 years to put out there. The Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 participants, 20,000 people who, like Mark, you and I and Carla, have signed the statement of intent at freestateproject.org, which says that we are willing to move when 19,999 other people are also willing to so move.
I've already moved.
Yeah, we moved early. But that was the idea behind the petition, was to garner enough initial support to encourage people to pick up their lives and make the move to New Hampshire so we can then get active to achieve some semblance of liberty in our lifetime. Carla, did I get that correct?
Sure, yeah. I'm really excited to be here. This is obviously the culmination of a lot of hard work by a lot of people. And, you know, we're living liberty in New Hampshire, and it's pretty special to be able to say we triggered the move. The fact that the pioneers came in, the first 2,000, you know, the first 10% are here. We've been here for a while. I moved in 2008, and it's just great to be able to say, you know, that it's happened and that we have all these exciting things coming up as well.
Yeah, well, of course, the Liberty Forum's coming up, and we'll definitely talk about that. That's 2 weeks away, so we'll be sitting in the studio, maybe talking to you in 2 weeks from now about what's next for the Free State Project, because I know you guys have some details that are going to be announced. And so, obviously, if I ask you something that's top secret at this time, you'll have to tease the Liberty Forum at that point. But I know people still have questions about the Free State Project. Mark, you and I were at the official press conference that you guys held this week in Manchester, where there were something like close to 100 people in attendance there, mostly Free Staters who gotten up bright and early to come out to the press conference, which was great. And I thought that went very, very well. You and Jason Sorens were some of the key speakers there, and Jason is the founder of the Free State Project, this thing, this idea that he created back in 2001, which the idea at that time was to garner these 20,000 people, and there were 10 candidate states at that moment. Then once the Free State Project reached 5,000 members, its first 5,000 members had the chance to vote on which state they wanted to be the destination. New Hampshire won overwhelmingly. Carlo, were you involved in that original vote?
You know, I wasn't. I was looking up my signer and mover number the other day, and I was signer number 5588 and mover number 243. So I missed deciding on where we were going to go, but ultimately, you know, I'm here in New Hampshire. I own a house in Manchester, so I'm really glad we're here. It's a great place to live, and I'm just so excited to see what the future holds.
So, I mean, the idea here is to concentrate libertarians, voluntarists, people who care about liberty, all in the same place. Whether they're total, you know, no government folks or zero state people or minarchists, minimal government folks, they're welcome here as long as they agree with the statement of intent, which, could you summarize that for our listeners?
Sure. So it's that you're going to, you know, move to New Hampshire now that we've triggered the move. You have 5 years to come. You have to exert your fullest practical effort to create a society in which the maximum role of government is for the protection of people's individuals' rights to life. I like to say life, love, and liberty, but I think it's life, liberty, and property. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I get caught up in that one. But, you know, the statement of intent is sort of interesting because I think as we we've triggered the move, and as people come, we'll probably find new things to talk about and debate about. But I think the most important parts of that statement have less to do with, if it's life, love, property, liberty, any of those things. I think it's about a society, and I think it's about exerting your fullest practical effort. So really one of the exciting things that you see in New Hampshire is that we're bringing all these people in, and many of them are extremely passionate about what they do. You know, I've been obviously on a lot of press talks and a lot of press things this week. And it's just fantastic to be able to say, hey, talk to this person. Hey, there are these crazy guys who moved up from Florida that have this super successful radio station. Hey, here's the founder of CopBlock. Hey, these people left and came back because they were like, you know what? This is the best and most exciting place to be if you actually want to change the world. So that exerting my fullest practical effort, I think, is what's going to make the next 5 years really exciting here.
I think it's coming home for some people out there. Like, this is actually happening. It's not just people talking. It's not just a handful of people who've moved. There really are over 1,600 people who've made the move. There are another 300 or so who are already here when New Hampshire was chosen. So we're close
and
to
like 2,600 that have signed up as Friends of the Free State since then.
People who live in New Hampshire.
So there's more than 4,000 Free Staters.
There are a lot of liberty-loving people.
Not everyone who moves tells us they've moved. There's oftentimes, I'll be like, someone will meet me or someone else in the movement and they'll be like, oh yeah, I never updated that, and you'll see them sort of come in. So certainly some of the things we need to do is sort of to clean up the data a little bit to make sure we can reach all of the past signers and really encourage people to move.
So this is a huge thing. I know that today there was supposedly the first movers since the move has been triggered into Peterborough, New Hampshire, which is a town just to the east, about 30 minutes to the east of Keene, sort of halfway between Keene and Manchester. And there were several folks, I believe, that came out to help the move in. This is really not just about liberty activism, but it's also about building a community of liberty people, isn't it, Carla?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's the heart of it, is there's something special. I used to always say, we were an experiment. And then as we continued to grow, it was like, well, we've kind of moved beyond an experiment to proof of concept. And now we're sort of in the stage where we're in production, right? So we're building this community of people who are coming together, who are joined really in a principled sense of liberty. Like, I think most of the people who move here really do have a sense of, what makes what we're trying to do really special, which I think ultimately, and it'll sound highfalutin and whatnot, but it really is a moral philosophy, right? We want people to come who understand the non-aggression principle, and we want people to come and to help us build a freer society. It will start with us, but ultimately it's going to be better for everyone here. So I would also love to see the number of Friends of the Free State Project increase over time. I think that's really something we should be focusing on, because we chose New Hampshire for a reason. Our friends and neighbors around us, many of them, not all of them, fair enough, but many of them really do feel the same way we do, which is kind of a live and let live mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yep, libertarians, they want to take control and leave you alone.
Exactly.
So tell me this. It was mentioned at the press conference for the Free State Project completion this week that y'all are going to continue to collect signers, though there won't be this big focus on some arbitrary number like there has been for the last 15 years, but that ultimately the Free State Project does want to see 20,000 people move. And we know it would be unrealistic to think that collecting signatures for 15 years that, you could even reach all 20,000 people, that, email addresses have changed, people have moved, they haven't updated that info. Some of them have died. Some of them you reach out to and, they don't even remember signing up. So it's likely that we're not even going to get 10, maybe 10,000. If we're super lucky, I think we'd get 10 out of the original 20. What does that say, to people out there who try to poke holes in the project, like, oh, you guys aren't going to have 20,000 people move? What do you have to say to that?
I say, if we build it, they will come. So for me, the numbers have never been that relevant. Nope. Like, in some ways, I mean, yes, it's going to be fantastic if we have reinforcements, so to speak, that come in. But my life, my personal life, exerting my, you know, fullest effort, practical effort, has been improved by coming here. And I know, you know, you guys on the show have said that frequently, too. So,
Carla, hold that thought. Can you stick with us and continue the discussion?
Sure.
Carla Garrick is here. She's the president of the Free State Project. This is Free Talk Live. Join us.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can call about anything, but we'll get to those calls later. Your calls right now should be for Carla Garrick. She's the president of the Free State Project. The project has completed the 20,000 signatures, the 20,000 pledges needed to reach its goal have happened. And they wrapped it up on Wednesday. I believe that was the 3rd, which is now being called Porcupine Day, which happens to fall the day after Groundhog Day. Which
makes sense. You know, first Groundhog, then it's Porcupines.
Which is fun. So we're going to continue talking to Carla here in a moment. And I've got to apologize to you, Mark. You were really sad just a moment ago when you found out that the hosts of Free Talk Live during the week have demolished the Sherry's Berries that we had sent to the studio.
I'm demoralized.
I am so sorry. I really had my intention was to hold off and to hold on to some of them for you. But last night there was only one left, and it would have been insulting to just leave one for you. So I just
one would
decided,
have been nice.
I just decided to eat the last one.
You people.
It had been there for a few days, and you know you don't want to let them sit.
Oh, did it taste bad?
Maybe a little tangy, you know, because it had been there for a few days. But
do I just have to come by and get my strong arm?
You should have come by. You should have come by and got them because I mean the hosts of the show just ate them up because they're delicious and they're wonderful gifts. You can get yours, of course, right now over at berries.com. Order in time for Valentine's Day. You got plenty of time to do it, but don't delay because you don't want to be caught, being a procrastinator and then have to pay more for shipping in order to get it there in time for Valentine's Day. So go to berries.com. berries.com. Use code FTL. That way they know that we sent you there. And you'll get freshly dipped strawberries dipped in delicious white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and decorative swizzle. It's excellent. And even if, for whatever reason, the person you're buying gifts for isn't into chocolate-covered strawberries, Sherry's Berries has all kinds of other delicious treats at your disposal. So go to berries.com, berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in code FTL. And it is a challenge to hold on to these berries. You're going to want to share them, but at the same time, if the person with whom you want to share them is not immediately apparent, it will be difficult to hold on to them for more than 24 hours.
Maybe you should just consider that if they're not yours and hold on to them for the person they belong to.
They came to my my studio here, so I did with them as I please. Berries.com, code FTL. Let's go to Carla, who's still with us here. She's on Skype. And again, our toll-free number, if you would like to ask a question of Carla, she's been good enough to stick with us for a few more segments if necessary. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Maybe you're wondering something about the Free State Project, some sort of burning question that's been out there for a while, and now that it's complete, here you are. You've got your opportunity. 855-450-FREE. So, Carla, you and several other Free Staters came together this week for a press conference announcing the completion. The official move has begun. These liberty activists, libertarians, volunteers, people who love liberty and who are willing to do something about it, instead of just talking or complaining, which is very common for people to do, we're looking for the uncommon. We're looking for the people who are actually willing to uproot their lives and move somewhere. Not only that, move somewhere cold, which is, of course, probably the number one objection that comes up when you talk about this idea with libertarians is, oh, my God, it's cold. Let's answer that objection, Carla. What would you say to someone who is inevitably somebody out there right now is thinking that or has just spoken it out loud about why they wouldn't move to New Hampshire for more freedom?
Well, first of all, I say get over it. I'm from Africa, so I think unless, you know, someone is from the Sahara Desert, you know, yes, it's not as warm as other places, but, you know, had we done the project in Stockholm, Sweden, or Iceland, or something, people would be like, whoa, that sounds really cool. I've always wanted to go there. New Hampshire is actually, and what we're building makes it cool. People who live in warmer climes actually do the reverse of what we do. They travel from air-conditioned space to air-conditioned space. We don't even have to do that in the summer for the most part. In the winter, yes, we have to heat our houses. You put the heater on your car when you go somewhere. You know what? We live in a technological world. Mm. It's not that cold. Your house isn't cold. You put on some woolen socks, and you're good to go. the whole idea that the weather would keep you from doing something that is, in my opinion, in any event, literally going to change the world is, you know, sure, New Hampshire isn't for sissies, but if that's your excuse, then, you know, maybe it's not the right thing for you. It's not that bad. The winters are actually quite beautiful. We had an extremely mild winter this year.
So far. Yeah, so far.
So much so that I actually started to miss the snow. I was kind of thrilled when it snowed yesterday. You know, we got a good 4 inches,
yeah.
5 inches here in Manchester. And it, you know, I was like, oh, it looks pretty now. You know, it doesn't look like mud season. And it...
It
means that people can go skiing, they can go snowboarding. I personally love to snowshoe. I love, you know, toking up a little bit and going out and just being in nature somewhere, you know, where you can sort of, you know, ground yourself and just be quiet. So I really just, I don't buy the whole, but it's cold thing.
Right. If warm weather bought freedom, then Florida, where I'm from, would be... You know, it'd be the freest place in the world. It just, it's not, you know, warm weather is warm weather and freedom is freedom. And if you want to work towards one, apparently you can't have the other.
Well, the fact is, there's a Mercatus Center study that has been done over the last few years about the freest U.S. state. And New Hampshire has been at the top of that list. We don't know what the next year's list is going to look like yet, but it has been in previous years at the top or right near the top. And so this is a great starting point already for liberty activism. And that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen. It already doesn't have a personal income tax or a state sales tax. And there's several other taxes that it doesn't have. Now, there is a property tax here, but that's really the bulk of where the state gets its money from, besides the fact that they sell alcohol, which is kind of a weird thing. So New Hampshire does have its issues, but these are things that we can deal with. I think some people believe that it should already be free and that because it's not free, well, screw it. Well, no, this is a project. We are looking for people who are willing to come here and work for more liberty, not the kind of people who are just going to come along later, and those people will come along later. We need the doers, the people who have initiative, who are ready to get into the system and outside of the system and work towards change. And that's already worked, Carla. I mean, you pointed out that we've got close to 2,000 people here already for the Free State Project. And then, Mark, you reminded me about the Friends of the Free State Project, which are another couple thousand at least. These people are getting elected, right? I mean, there's a huge amount. I've made this claim, and tell me if you think that it's in any way false. What I said today, I was actually on an Austin, Texas radio show promoting the Free State Project's completion today with John Bush, in fact.
I'm glad you did that.
And I pointed out that I believe that the Free State Project has had more electoral success than the Libertarian Party has had in 40 years across all of the 49 other states as far as liberty-minded people actually getting elected here. Do you think that's true?
You know, I don't follow the LP that closely to, like, be able to say definitively, but, yeah, that sounds pretty right to me.
I followed close enough, I'll tell you that. Hold that thought, Carla. We'll continue here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, if you've got a question for Carla here from the Free State Project.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Perhaps you have a question for Free State Project President Carla Garrick. She's with us here tonight, and she's happy to field anything. But there's a lot of excitement here in New Hampshire right now. I mean, there's always been this cool thing of happening of every week new movers were coming in, these early movers, the 1,600-plus people who moved here within the last decade. Mark, you and I were two of those. Carla, you were another one. And
For the Free State Project.
For the Free State Project. Yeah, the amount of early movers of this project of liberty-minded folks converging in New Hampshire was already fairly high. So, I mean, we were talking about maybe a couple dozen folks per month were coming in across the state. A lot of people moving into the bigger city of Manchester, for instance, a lot more jobs there. But other people in the seacoast, there's apparently a lot of families moving in there, the more politically active, focusing in on Concord and elsewhere. So there have already been just constant people moving in here. We're expecting we're going to see that increase as well. And you've got this tremendous support network of people who are willing to help you. Now, we're not going to come to Florida or California or wherever to pack your moving truck. But usually when you get to New Hampshire, if you let people know, hey, we're going to show up in this town at this location at this time, we'll buy you pizza and beer. Come on out and give us a hand. total strangers to the people who are moving here will show up and help these folks move in. They're called these moving parties, and one of them happened today. I didn't get a chance to go to it because some of the Keene activists were at the school board meeting that happens once a year today, but there were some folks who came out there. And in a lot of cases, we can have an entire full-length, like, rider moving truck unpacked in under an hour, sometimes a half hour. And
you come late, you're not going to be able to help.
It's an incredible experience. And, Carla, I know you've been to some of these. What you know, what's that like for people?
You know, I think it's a great way for people to pay it forward. So if you've moved here and someone came and helped you, certainly, you know, go do 2, 3, 4. Some people have done, you know, probably by this stage, tens of, if not 100 or more, move-in parties.
Yeah.
I know for myself, when I moved in February 2008, you know, it was in the middle of a blizzard. My husband and I and our dog were coming from New York City, and 15, 16 people showed up that day. I had never met any of them before. And as Mark said, you know, my truck was unloaded faster than I could figure out where the nearest pizza place was. So it was a wonderful experience. I'm still in contact with all of those people who came that day. And so it just really is a great way to welcome people home. You know, I think also here in New Hampshire, where it really creates an opportunity for people. Like, if you're a hungry, burning businessman who has a great idea, this is an opportunity. You know, if you think about it, if you're just starting up with something and you pretty much have like a 20,000 person built-in customer base, makes whatever you're about to do a lot easier. So over time, we've seen much more people coming in, people who are interested in, you know, like techie stuff, Bitcoin, alternate currencies, starting in independent media like you guys did. So, you know, I'm really excited to see more people come and try to figure out voluntarist ways to hack the state, for lack of a better term, but to really like come and figure out what can we do that can really change the face of freedom. So by way of example, you know, something like Uber or Airbnb or any of the things that have become sort of these disruptive technologies where they just pretty much circumvent the government. So you're like, I don't know, taxi license sounds stupid to me. Maybe I'll just build this app and we'll just put A and B in contact with each other. Seamus Casey, who is a friend of the Free State Project, built an app called GenCourt that you can use to track certain bills that are in the New Hampshire State House. So if you're like really passionate, like I am, you know, video graphing police officers and wiretapping, that's sort of a big issue for me.
Considering the police arrested you for recording them in Weir, New Hampshire, and then further, you won that case that you sued in civil court afterwards and ended up with a $57,000 settlement from the town and the police department, and ultimately a very precedent-setting court decision in that particular case, which was cited in a recent case involving another Free State Project activist, James Cleveland, who's one of the hosts of Free Talk Live, who was successful pretty much in a court, having a jury essentially kick out one of his charges, and they hung on the second charge, which rumor has it that that second charge may not be coming back around. We haven't gotten the official documentation on that yet, but your case was cited there. The Garrett case has been cited in multiple instances. So yeah, you stood your ground when it came to the police harassing somebody on the side of the road. You recorded that scene, and they tried to punish you for it, but you were victorious in that.
Yeah, and I think that is part of what we're doing here. You know, in an earlier segment, you talked about community, and it's, you know, the reason I filmed that night is because I was inspired by things that Cop Block was doing at the time, and I was like, I mean, I'm a former attorney, and I was like, I don't know. But I was like, you know what? No, I think I'm going to do this, because if you bear witness to something, I'm just recording, I'm not in your way, then, you know, maybe it'll keep all the parties behaving better. And in some ways, I mean, you know, yes, ultimately, hopefully, you know, we can smash this state. But in the meanwhile, if we can just get them to behave better, that's a good start. So your example is actually one of those perfect examples where it's like, Pete Eyre and Ademo came, they started Coplock, they were really out in the trenches. You know, I'm in air quotes, I guess, like more respectable former attorney, you know, kind of suit and tie kind of person. And I was like, but they're right. I'm going to go do that too. Although, you know, I was terrified and I'd never been arrested and I hope never to get arrested again, all of those stuff. But it was really, if you look at just that as an example of what we can do when we're all together, different people inspire people in different ways. I was inspired by them. I dug in my heels. We got a good precedent. James benefited from that. And that's something that's not even in the political system, right? That's sort of judicial. And then we have lots of friends who are doing things on the legislative side and, you know, the business side. And I want to sort of circle back to that with the Gen Court stuff. I've really been thinking about, and this is really something I hope your listeners will kind of think about and be inspired by and come help us build. It's sort of like, can we come up with all kinds of ways to really just circumvent the government? You know, I was watching I think it was actually an Austin thing with like John Bush and that crowd a few months ago, and it was a city council meeting, and it was literally like it was these eight fuddy-duddies sitting in a room in an oval horseshoe arena, and you know, with their gavels and their self-importance, and they were writing words on a piece of paper, and they were like, "We're going to see this is how it's going to work." And I just looked at it, and I was like, do those people understand? No one cares about what they're writing on that piece of paper.
It's true. Right.
They can't even get people to come to their city council meetings and that sort of thing. Many free staters have been elected to positions from, you know, city council on up to
town selectmen, state representatives,
state reps, and that sort of thing. And some people have arrayed themselves against the Free Staters. And usually, you know, for some reason it seems to be the Democrats. I don't see a particular reason why they would do that. But can you can you sort of encapsulate why this, you know, people array themselves against the Free Staters? Because all they want to do is decrease the bad effects of government in your life, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think for those people, they don't fully understand that the government is bad. I mean, it's a very Bastiati, that's a new word, the law, Bastiat, who wrote the law, right? This is old school. You know, I had this thing that I think was encapsulated really well in a meme on Facebook that was just the words in black and white. And it was a circle of the words. And it was like, people are bad, therefore we need government made up of people are bad, therefore we need.
Carla, right? Hold that thought. We're going to continue the discussion. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition here, and we will take your calls about anything you want to discuss, though right now, if you do have a question for Carla Garrick, she's with us, and she's the president of the Free State Project, which has now reached its goal of 20,000 people, like you, maybe, who care about the ideas of liberty, people who understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. That freedom is all about your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't aggress against another person, so long as you don't infringe upon somebody else's rights in the process. And so libertarians, voluntarists, people who think like that, people who love liberty, are moving to New Hampshire. They have been for more than a decade as early movers for the Free State Project. But as of Wednesday of this week, the official move has begun. All 20,000 Free State Project participants have 5 years in which to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And the idea is that we're going to continue to bring people into the fold because we've created something already, Carla, that has been really, really unique. And there's no liberty movement like this anywhere, from both the community aspects that's unprecedented, where there's an amazing level of community here amongst liberty-minded folks, and also just the activism side, which is also, you know, you can't reach this level anywhere else because libertarians don't have concentration like we do here in New Hampshire. And that concentration brings all kinds of benefits. It makes it so liberty can actually have an effect, so liberty activism can have an impact. And let's get back into Mark's question about some of the people who are critical of the Free State Project or eminently opposed to the Free State Project. One great example of this, of course, is a state representative named Cynthia Chase, who back in 2012, which was, you know, a few years ago, said about the Free State Project that we were the single greatest threat to the state. And I think that's a badge of honor, don't you?
I mean, I thought it was a compliment, and, yeah, you know, she got us over 300 signers, so that's thanks, right, Cynthia.
It was huge because that's an acknowledgement that the Free State Project is having an impact in New Hampshire. If the Free State Project were just a bunch of libertarians sitting around complaining about things, then no one would care. No one would say anything about it. No one would, you know, create hit piece blogs to attack us. No one would have a meeting. The Granite State Progress, which is this group here in New Hampshire, they had some sort of anti-Free State Project meeting last year that actually a bunch of Free Staters went to and built some bridges at, which was pretty cool from what I heard. I wasn't there, but it sounded like it was pretty entertaining. But, you know, if we were just a group of talkers, then no one would be talking about us. But the Free State Project movers and their friends in New Hampshire, the other liberty lovers, the natives and folks here, have been having tremendous impact in a way that no other libertarian group anywhere has. It's hard right now. I'm a blogger at freekeen.com, and I've got a backlog of stories that I want to post about things that are happening here and, like, news coverage that we're getting and media. I mean, you had CNN this week, John Stossel on Fox Business, and, you know, several different print publications, Washington Post. I've got all that backlogged. I just don't even have time to cover all of the news that's covering the activism happening here. We have so much publicity from the things that are happening here for the Free Staters. It's amazing.
It truly is. And, you know, I was excited when I came back from the Trigger the Move press conference and had several messages from people who were like, oh, hey, you did it. I'm coming. You know, so people really are out there and feel a sense of, I haven't figured out what the right verb is yet. You know, is it an obligation? It was a pledge, you know, but ultimately, like, you know, if you felt that when you signed that pledge, I can guarantee you, if you move here, you're going to get, well, sorry, the lawyer in me was like, should I say guarantee? But basically, like, if you fulfill your pledge and you move here, I think your life will have improved. And we do need the reinforcements. You know, we need people to come here who can, in 2 years' time, run for office. We need people to, you know, go out and stand on the front lines of certain issues, you know, marijuana decriminalization or, you know, whatever it is. And you had mentioned the property taxes earlier, and that's one of the ones where, having just bought my first home ever, you know, and I've lived probably on 5 of the 7 continents in my life, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is definitely something we should be looking at. And when people bring that up, you know, because they'll say, well, we have the low taxes on the other things, but ooh, the property taxes, two things. One is there are places you can live in New Hampshire that have really low property taxes.
Yep.
So if that's a hard one for you, just go look for them.
Right.
You can get information on our website, freestateproject.org, or it's a line item, right? So it really is something that we can start to look at. It's a lot easier when you have to tear down one thing
as
than
opposed
to try
10 taxes.
And destroy 10 things,
yeah.
Right? So it actually creates an opportunity. So when the people are online and they're like, I'm not going to move until this has happened, it's like, damn you, come here and make it happen.
Yeah, we're not that's not the kind of person. I mean, that kind of person is not a leader. We're looking for the doers. We're looking for the instigators. And not everybody has to get arrested. I think there's a misconception out there that
yes.
Because things like your arrest for recording video of the police or James's arrest or some of these other civil disobedience, we've had Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which is an awesome movie that people can go and watch for free at victimlesscrimespree.com. But because that kind of activism garners more attention, people seem to think that, oh, well, I don't want to move to New Hampshire and get arrested. The fact is, maybe 1% of Free Staters have ever been arrested for their activism. It's, you know, the super majority of folks are just sort of working behind the scenes or in the state house or doing whatever it is that they feel is right.
Absolutely. And I want to encourage everyone to come to Liberty Forum.
Yeah.
It's going to be February 18th through the 21st. Our headliner is Edward Snowden. He's, in my opinion, a hero, and I'm really excited to hear what he has to say. But we have a fantastic lineup, including Nadine Strossen, who is the youngest woman ever to be the director of the NHCLU. Here in New Hampshire, we actually have a good ace. I'm sorry, she was from the ACLU, the national. But here in New Hampshire, we have a really good NHCLU, which, you know, has worked with us on a bunch of issues. So building those bridges are important. We have the crew coming out from Boston who did the tour protest with us up in Kilton Library, you know,
that's
where we
took the
PHS to stand down. And most of all, we're going to highlight our community so that people can come meet us. People here are doing incredibly important stuff on so many issues. And whatever you're passionate about, we need you.
Right.
We want you here. And we're going to together build something that is actually historic. It's never been done before. There's never been a movement for liberty that hasn't been based on religion or language or whatever something else is. This entire thing that we're doing is built on the principles of liberty. Live and let live. Don't hurt other people. And, you know, come do it with us.
Even if you are somebody who just feels more comfortable joining something, because I did say I want, you know, more instigators, doers, people who are going to create. I mean, that's always an important thing to have. But if you're just somebody who, you know, you've got an issue and you want to just plug in, there's probably already people here who are working on that issue. So you mentioned, you know, drug decriminalization, you know, talking about homeschooling, for instance.
School choice.
Yeah.
You know, all of that. But it's also, you know what? Some of the best people we've had came, they didn't really have an issue. They were like, I'm going to go buy a farm, or I'm going to buy this house, or I'm going to rent this apartment. And they just integrated into their community. It's, you know, if not fighting the man is not your jam, that doesn't matter either. Come here. Come raise your family in a beautiful place that has some of the best quality of living in the world. And, you know, just Come be free with us.
Get the 101 Reasons, by the way, which is a great document that was turned into a documentary film. It's an hour long. It's free. 101reasonsfilm.com. Mark, you wanted to come?
Yeah, I just wanted to, when you talk about the quality of life here in New Hampshire, New Hampshire's shown up at the top of several lists that have to do with sort of, you know, best place to raise your kids, best quality of life, the highest median
wealthiest state, I think.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Wealthiest state in the world, actually. That was a Mises report that came out. And so they actually looked at geographic areas, not only like America as a whole America, but different states for different reasons. And New Hampshire beat Norway, Luxembourg, and Switzerland.
That's huge.
And was called the wealthiest state in the world, developed world. And that's pretty exciting. So
there's so much to talk about here. I mean, we've literally spent years on this show covering the Free State Project and the various exciting things that have been going on. Now it's going to become even more important for people to get here sooner rather than later. Carla, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live and spending an hour with us here. And we'll look forward to having you in our remote studio from the Liberty Forum happening the 18th through the 21st here in New Hampshire in Manchester at the Radisson Hotel. Folks can go to nhlibertyforum.com to get registered for that and get the details. And again, Carla, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Thanks,
yep, have
guys.
A good night. Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project. Their website, freestateproject.org. You can call us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Hour 2's coming up.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.